It's a privilege to be able to gather together, and a blessing to be able to gather together and to worship the Lord with you folks. And we'd like for you to join us in the next song, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, Our Hope for Years to Come. We'd like you to sing verse 1 with us in traditional four-part harmony. I'd like you to join us again on verse number 3. And if you could all just sing the melody on that verse with one voice out there. And then if you could join us again on verse number 5, again in traditional four parts, verse number 5. So 1, 3, and 5. Can we do that? All right. The words are all there in your bulletin. I hope you got one. Back there, and I didn't look what page or what song number it is in your songbook, so hopefully you know most of the parts there by memory. The title of our program is Songs for Our Times. Back in March, April, May, when I was thinking about music selections and what God would have for us this year, what he wanted for his people, my mind kept going to the times that we live in, and some have called them unprecedented times. I don't know if you think that or not, but in any case, they are our times. And so what is God trying to say to us in these times? And that's kind of the question that I used as a guide in picking the music for this year. So I encourage you to meditate on the songs as we sing. That's why we have the lyrics in your bulletin for you, to think, what is God saying to the church in these times? He is a faithful God. He is the God from ages past, and he is the God who is the hope for years to come and our eternal home. That last verse said. So he is a rock. We can depend on it in whatever time, whatever place we find ourselves. There'll be several other times this morning where we ask you to join us. If I turn around and start waving at you, that means you're supposed to sing along.
Humbly, Lord, we now confess wandering hearts and selfishness. Revive us, O Lord. We recognize our desperate need for purity in thought and deed. Revive us, O Lord. What you must do to turn your people's hearts to you. Revive us, O Lord. What you must do to turn your people's hearts to you. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O
the Lord was upon me, and he brought me to the middle of Oh, God. than a song sung to praise you, more than just words I learn to say. If I'm to be an instrument worth using, breathe life in me, breathe life in me, breathe life in me, I pray,
breathe life in me.
Each year, as part of our program, we plan a segment for the children that are in our audiences. And so we typically invite children to come a little bit closer to us so we can speak more directly to you. So we have a story in kind of a skit form to share with you children. And then following the story, you can go back to your seats, and we have a song to go along with the story. So if you're accustomed to doing that kind of thing, can they come front and sit on the floor here? Is that all right? Okay, so children that like to come front for a children's meeting, please do so. Right up here in the middle aisle would be wonderful. Oh, we got a few more courageous ones. Yes, come on up here. You'll see a whole lot better what's going on up here. Yeah. Anyone else? All right, so the story does have a really good message, even for us as adults. So listen in, okay?
The Wemmicks were small wooden people who were all carved by the same woodworker, a man named Eli. Eli's workshop sat at the top of a hill overlooking their village. Now, all the Wemmicks were different. Some were tall, some were short, some were thin, some were large. And the only thing they ever did was give each other dots and stars. The ones that they liked, they gave stars. The ones they didn't like, they gave dots. Punchinello only had dots. He tried to do things to impress people and get more stars, but it usually didn't work.
Maybe if I jump high, I'll get more stars.
But he only fell and got more dots.
Maybe if I do push-ups, I'll get more stars.
But he only fell and got more dots.
Nobody likes me. I'm not worth anything. All I will ever get is dots.
That's right. You can say that again.
Thought Punchinello. One day, he met a Wemmick named Lucia. Lucia didn't have any stars or dots.
Why don't you have any stars or dots?
Every day, I go see Eli and sit in the workshop with him. You should try it. I know he would love to see you.
Punchinello thought.
This is how I want to be. I don't want anyone's stickers to stick on me.
And Punchinello decided to go see Eli. Punchinello walked up the long hill to Eli's shop. He was scared by how big everything was. He was about to leave when somebody said his name.
Punchinello.
You know my name?
Of course I do. I made you. Looks like you've been given some bad marks.
I tried, Eli, but it wasn't good enough.
That's okay, Punchinello. I don't care what the other Wemmicks say.
You don't?
No. All that matters is what I think. And I think you're pretty special.
Me? Special. Why? Why do you care about me?
Because you're mine. I made you. And that's why you matter to me.
I came because Lucia told me about you. Why don't the sticker stick on her?
Because she decided that what I think is more important than what others think. If you trust that I love you, the stickers won't stick to you. If you spend time with me every day, the stickers will begin to fall off. Remember, you're special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes.
Punchinello thought.
I think he really means it.
And with that thought, Punchinello ran home to tell everyone the news. He would tell all who would listen of the man that loved every Wemmick, even if they couldn't do great things. A few days later, as Punchinello was walking along, he stumbled over his own feet. The others laughed and began to give him more dots, but they didn't stick. Punchinello smiled because he realized that he no longer cared what the other Wemmicks thought, so the stickers no longer stuck to him. The end.
All right, you can go back to your seats again.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing high. Some sing